This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Now, regular listeners will know, of course, about Braille, the elegant tactile code that represents written language, enabling blind and partially sighted people to read by touch. But of course, there are lots of sighted people out there who need to know about Braille as well. And one of the ways you can do that this World Braille Day is with RNIB's Braille Name Generator. And we thought we'd find out about some of the technology and the brains behind this tool, known as Braille-O-Matic. And joining us is the developer Matt Eason. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Matt.
Hi, Dave. Thank you very much for having me.
Also on the call, we have Becky Breinhoff, who is the head of social media here at RNIB. Welcome in, Becky.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
So, Matt, I'm going to come to you first. Where did the idea for Braille-O-Matic come from? You're not a Braille person by trade, are you?
I'm not a Braille person by trade, but I am an accessibility person by trade. So I'm a web developer and accessibility specialist. So I've been kind of hovering around the world of accessibility for the last 15 years or so. And so I do a lot of stuff online that's related to accessibility. I do accessibility audits for my company and that kind of thing. So I end up following RNIB on Twitter and lots of other disability related charities on Twitter and lots of disabled activists. So I've kind of been hovering around this world for a while. But then, yeah, I saw last year when RNIB were doing their Braille name generator, and it ended up being, I think it was just someone in the social media team was creating those images manually, and they put out a call to ask if anyone could help them automate it for next year.
And were you aware of Braille previously? How much did you know about Braille coming into this?
Yeah, I was. So my grandfather was blind, and so he often had, I don't think he was actually a Braille reader, but he had a lot of audiobooks and things from the RNIB and a lot of accessible technology around him. So I was aware of accessibility for blind people specifically. Yeah.
Now, Becky, your family's got a bit of a Braille story as well, because this is not your first contact with Braille either, is it?
No, actually, funnily enough, my great-granddad, Bill Breinhoff, invented a Breinhoff pocket counter, is what it was called, for the RNIB back in the 70s. And basically, it was four columns of Braille dots, and you can use that to add up to, say, £99.99, or 9,999 knitting stitches, as was popular at the time. And everyone in my family has one. And I'm going to be checking in with the RNIB archives to see if we actually have one. And if they don't, maybe I could donate mine.
Okay, well, fantastic. We would we'd love to see that. So back in 2024 then, of course, a lot of Braille now is created digitally. Lots of blind people use electronic Braille e-readers that raise and lower little pins to represent text from screens in Braille. But of course, most people don't have anything like that. So your tool then, Matt, tell us a little bit about how that works.
Sure. So the way that the Braille name generator worked last year was that the RNIB team got people to submit their names on Twitter, or yeah, it was Twitter back then, before it became X, and they would then generate that image manually. I assume Becky can speak more to the process than I, but using a Braille font, I think in Canva, and that was all a very manual process, so it obviously took them a few minutes to do that for each person. And it's kind of a double-edged sword, because it ended up being quite popular, and they had to impose a cutoff time, and lots of people ended up, you know, submitting after the cutoff and couldn't get their name in Braille. And so yeah, they put out this call to ask if anyone could help them automate it, and I thought it would be an interesting thing to have a crack at. So I went away and you know, had a little experiment, and all it really needs to do is take someone's name or whatever text you put in and convert it into using a Braille font into Braille. But there are some intricacies around that. So obviously Braille's not a one-to-one mapping with written English, as I discovered. So this all sounded very knowledgeable, but I had no idea about any of this. So I found out about things like the capital indicator, double capital indicator, number indicator, how you denote accented characters and that kind of thing. So the Braille-O-Matic just takes whatever you type in a text box and does that a little bit of conversion, so that the right Braille characters are used in this Braille font, and then it generates an image out of that. And then Becky's team can just press a button that copies it to their clipboard. They can paste that into the Twitter/X tweet composer. There's another button that automatically generates some alt text for them so that they can then paste that in. And so it's all designed to just automate all of the bits that were taking them a long time last year.
And that development process, how's that been? Have you had any input from, you know, Braille experts? Has it been relatively straightforward, or has it been a bit of a learning curve?
Yeah, I mean, that was really important to me, that it actually got checked over by someone who knew Braille and wasn't just reading off Wikipedia like I was to try and work out what the correct conversion was. So I kind of went away initially last year when they put out this call, and I DM'd them a little bit to say I was up for doing it. And I'm one of these people that if I get an idea, I'd need to just do it straight away, otherwise I'd lose interest. So I went away kind of in secret and squirreled away and built out the little prototype version. And then Becky contacted me late in 2023 to say, oh hey, we'd like to pick this up again. And I was able to, you know, pull the curtains and show Becky that I'd already built it. And then Becky was very happy with that. And then we got some other people from the RNOB social team on board, who are Braille readers and Braille users, to actually check that what I'd done was correct in terms of the conversion and the characters for capitals and numbers and accents and that kind of thing. So yeah, it was really important that it wasn't just a naive conversion using the font, it was actually generating proper Braille.
And Becky, you understand, obviously, from your family invention of this, you know, Braille counter, that obviously Braille is a tactile code. It is designed to be read by touch. And what we're offering here isn't exactly Braille. It's going to look like Braille. Why is that important? Just speak to that a little bit for us, if you would.
Well, Braille is so important to the history of the RNIB. We've been so involved in innovations of Braille throughout its 200-year history. And it's important for us to celebrate it. And a very easy way of doing that is just showing people what representations of their names look like in Braille. And everybody likes to have something a bit unique and personal to them. And then, like, oh, what does my name look like in this font? It's been, like Matt said, it has been a really popular feature for us in recent years. And but like you said, it's been a really manual process. And I think it's really important to say that up until now, it's been a really inaccessible process as well. So even the Braille readers and screen reader users on our team haven't been able to kind of enjoy doing this. But because Matt, like you said, went away and just made it because it sounded like fun, was what he said in the email to me, which is brilliant. He's also made it with accessibility in mind. So now everybody on my team, no matter what their level of vision is, whether they're a screen reader user or a Braille reader, they can all get involved and create these graphics throughout the day, which means that we don't have to have this sort of cutoff point. We can generate things really quickly. The fact that he's put an alt text generator in there as well there's so much fantastic foresight that's gone into this. And we're just thrilled that we can be able to celebrate it in such an easy way and in an accessible and inclusive way as well.
And tell us about the audience then, Becky. This is people following RNIB on the various social media channels, so the world and everyone, or is it, you know, are you after anyone specific?
So in previous years, we've kind of picked out a few people who we know are just wonderful accessibility advocates, friends of RNIB, and then we've kind of proactively made something for them in advance, which, you know, took a bit longer to do, so we made sure to do that in advance. And then throughout the day, we'll have lots of people who might not follow RNIB ordinarily on social media, or really be familiar with who we are or what we do, kind of get drawn in by the novelty of seeing their name in the representation of Braille. So it's a nice way to kind of make some new friends at the start of each year. This year, obviously, we'll be able to put out loads, which is fantastic. So we'll be very quickly able to create lots of things for friends of RNIB in advance and ask them if they wouldn't mind sharing them on the day and letting all of their followers know that you can just come to us on X, formerly Twitter, on World Braille Day. Just give us a request to have a Braille representation in your name and we'll get that sorted for you.
So this is a bit of fun, Becky, obviously being able to make your name into a kind of a visual representation of Braille. But is there a more serious call to action behind this? What do we want people to do after they've made their name in Braille?
What we'd really love more than anything is for people to just start following us on social media. We're across all different social media channels at RNIB. And this is a bit of fun for the day. But what we do notice is that sometimes we get more followers after World Braille Day. And it's a nice way in once you've had the novelty of being introduced to Braille, if you weren't too familiar with it before. It's a door into the rest of the world of accessibility and what things are like for blind and partially sighted people in modern society. So what I would encourage you to do, if you come along to our X account, you request your name, you get your Braille representation, and just start following us on your favourite social media channels and learn loads more about what we have to offer and accessibility.
Yeah, and it's important to mention that, isn't it? We're not just on X, we're also on Mastodon, I believe.
Yeah, Mastodon, Blue Sky, Threads, LinkedIn, soon to be TikTok if we aren't already, Facebook, Instagram, yeah, quite a few.
The lot! Matt, what's next for you then? What's next for Braille-O-Matic? Are you tempted to do contractions and all of that, or do you feel like you've got to where you need to get to?
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of opened my eyes to what a complex topic it is, because you know you can go in quite naively and think, well, you know, one Braille character is going to be one character in English, and it's obviously a lot more complicated than that. So yeah, I've looked over past years of World Braille Day requests to the RNIB account, and I've kind of tried to come across anything more esoteric in terms of people's names, anything that's hyphenated or has accents in, and tried to make sure that it can handle those slightly more complex cases. But yeah, if there, it would be interesting to see if there's anything more that could be done to make it more more authentic if anyone has slightly more esoteric requirements this year.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for all your work on this, Matt, and for supporting Becky and the social media team. So Becky, is it just follow at RNIB on social media?
Yep, just type in RNIB and you'll find us really easily.
Excellent. Matt for Braille-O-Matic and Becky for all your work on RNIB's social media. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.